Reach Out and Respond.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive.
Call now.
All right. Hey, thank you for joining me. We're going to pray the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, and you can get in. There is a line open at 888-914-9149. If you're on hold, I'm going to do my best to get you on the air. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for praying with me. I mean, you know what I love about the Chaplet? We can pump the brakes right now, right? We can stop for just a minute, and we can turn and just ask God for his mercy. I trust God so much. I'm in such a different walk in my life than I was, let's say, 5 years ago or 10 or 15. And the more you trust, the better things go, you know? And God brings good out of every single situation. One day, I'll share with you some situations I faced and how I could not imagine how God could bring good out of it. And yet, in retrospect, he was there the entire time. And I look back now and I'm thinking, man, I should never ever doubt you. And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Don't doubt God. You know, don't insult him. You know, don't insult yourself. Trust him. All right. Put your trust in him right now as we pray. And let's ask God to really manifest himself to really show his providence and his mercy. I am going to ask you to pray for two important intentions that came in. Cardinal Raymond Burke, I don't know if you're familiar with him or not. He is a really wonderful cardinal. He is in real need of help right now. I got word from a friend of mine the other day that he's now on a ventilator. He's battling, I believe, COVID. And I know too many priests that God has taken home, the vice postulator for the canonization of St. Faustina, Father Seraphim Michalenko, Father Ubald, another great proponent of Bishop Sheen, another priest I know, Father Sozman. They all succumbed to COVID. So he's been placed on a ventilator. He's battling COVID-19. And just pray for him, all right? I don't know what God's will is, but we'll pray for his healing touch there. And then I was touched by this story I saw today, and I just want to ask you to pray for this family. There was a Florida woman who died after being shot, and this is a bizarre story. She was on a Zoom conference call. This girl was only 21 years old when a gunshot went off, and a person on the call dialed 911. She fell backward after her child appeared in the background, and officers and paramedics responded. What they found out that she had a fatal gunshot wound to the head. Somebody left a loaded gun in the apartment, and the toddler found it, killed his mother. I mean, that is a tragedy. How does something like that happens? So I want to pray for everyone who's facing tragedy and unforeseen circumstances who are going through these difficult moments. We don't know the day or the hour. Let's just ask God to give us the grace to always be prepared to meet him. In the studio with me, Chris Flood. Chris, thanks for being here.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Anything you want to pray for?
I would just like to pray in thanksgiving for blessings bestowed upon my family and for anyone who's experiencing depression for whatever reason, that they find some hope.
Beautiful prayer. And I want to pray for those in Haiti, those suffering in Afghanistan, and all those that have less than us. Let's pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus as a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, our first call this afternoon comes from Lynn, listening to us in Lakeville, Minnesota. Hi, Lynn. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. Thank you.
Hi.
I'm looking for prayers for my nephew who passed away this past weekend from suicide.
No.
And I don't know if he had been attending Mass and or receiving the sacrament. So I'm really worried about him. But if we could pray for him, that would be great. Thank you.
Thank you, Lynn. And I'm sorry. I really am for your family. I can't imagine that type of loss. And anyone who's lost a child or a spouse or a sibling or a loved one by suicide, I want you to know that there are moments and there are mysteries, St. Faustina writes, over which heaven is astounded. That's what she wrote in her diary. There are moments when heaven is astounded. So let your judgment of souls cease, she writes. God's mercy upon them is extraordinary. And there are many, I really believe that God reaches out to souls in that final moment. She wrote about how God's mercy will touch a sinner, a soul at the very last moment in a wonderful, mysterious way, even though outwardly we don't know. And those who commit suicide so often, those who die by suicide often have grave psychological disturbances or there's other things that are going on that drive them to that. So trust in the mercy of God. Let's pray for the family. Let's pray for this child. Let's have hope. Eternal Father, we offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Carlos, listening in Chicago. Carlos, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You are welcome.
I would like to pray today for my mom's health. She had a stroke a couple of years ago, and she's never been the same person. And I also like to pray for my son, who turned 18 last month, for his free will that can be illuminated by the Holy Spirit. And I also like to pray for myself. I have drifted away from my prayer, and I know that I have to get back to it. It's just been really, really hard. And I just need to get prayers for myself as well.
Well, Carlos, let me just speak to you.
I'm struggling with my prayer.
I'll be very honest with you. I struggle with my prayer at times, too. So you're not alone. Honestly, it's part of the spiritual life. I mean, there's times when I'm on top of the mountain and so tuned in and so on fire, and there's other times where it is so hard, and there's times I fail to do it. So you're not alone, all right? You are not alone. I'm going to pray for you, though, okay? I'm going to pray that God will give you that grace once again to tap into the power of this beautiful prayer, because prayer is to the soul what oxygen is to the body. We need to pray. You know, if you want to thrive, if you want to live, we need to do it. And, you know, in that difficult time, Carlos, I know you're praying for your son to make good decisions. Offer that up. You know, make that time. Sacrifice it. And pray. God's going to hear your prayers for your son. I want to pray for your son. I want to pray for your mother's health. Lord, I pray for all those who are going through these moments of dryness. I want to pray for those who have illness in the family. I want to pray for our children, in particular for those children who are making bad decisions in bad relationships, who seem to have lost their way. I trust in your mercy, and I stand on your promises. And I bring all of these souls and these intentions to you as I pray, Eternal Father. I offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole
world. For
the
sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
You know, Carlos, one final thing for anyone who's struggling with their spiritual life or their prayer life. In the diary, St. Faustina wrote that a soul should be faithful to prayer despite the torments, despite the temptations, despite the dryness. Because oftentimes, she said, the realization of God's great plan depends mainly on your prayer. Okay? And I know it's hard. She says, if you don't persevere in prayer, then you frustrate with the Lord, want it through you. So she says, remember, she says, she wrote down, let every soul remember those words. And being in anguish, referring to the Lord, he prayed longer. He prayed longer. I love that. Believe me, I know that walk. There's times where, man, it's hard for me to really pray. Stand on that, all right? Let me go to Wendy in Orange County, California. Hi, Wendy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew. I would like prayers for a beloved Deacon Tony at our parish. He died this morning. He's 98 years old, and he was still working Mass right before COVID. Mm-hmm. And then I'd also like to pray for all the unborn. I'm very pro-life, and now my daughter is pregnant, so
right.
I'm very excited, but I'd like to pray for all mothers and infants. And then today I was diagnosed with shingles, so
ooh.
That's it.
Boy, that's rough. You got a lot. Let me pray for you first, Wendy. That is that's a tough cross to bear, that's for sure. Very painful. And Lord, I ask for your mercy. And Wendy, offer up that pain for all those intentions that you have. But Lord, I pray for anyone who has chickenpox or anybody who has shingles right now, anyone who's suffering chronic pain. Lord, anyone who's got COVID, I just lift up all these intentions. But we pray for a deacon at the parish who passed away. And I just want to lift up all the intentions that she has voiced. We give you thanks for life. I pray against this culture of death. I pray for a blessed pregnancy and a beautiful child. And I pray for all those who struggle with infertility right now and are contemplating, you know, who are trying to adopt or trying to find an answer to their solution. You'll be merciful to them. And for that mother that wants to terminate her child, that she'll realize it is a blessing, not a curse. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Let me go to Newcastle, Delaware. Know it very well. Joe listens to us there. Hi, Joe. Good afternoon.
Hi. How you doing, Drew?
All right. Hanging in there. How are you?
I'm doing good. Doing good. I just asked for prayer for my son's two interpreters to get out of Afghanistan.
All right, brother. Brother, we'll pray for you. Is your son in Afghanistan right now, too?
No, he was there in 2010, okay. But there's two guys he still wants to get out.
Yeah. You know, it's tough. And thank you for calling. We need to pray for that situation. And those interpreters, we as Americans, we as a nation, oh, those men, those women, an unbelievable debt of gratitude, and we owe them protection, and we owe them asylum in this country. So, Lord, I pray right now for the safety of all those who are refugees, those who are suffering plight, tragedy, natural calamities. But I do pray for these Afghani interpreters who really laid everything on the line for this country. And I just ask that protection can be offered. I saw a number of people who resisted the Taliban they were overtaking all these different cities, hands bound behind their back. There were 14 men and a child, all shot, all executed for resisting. If these Afghan interpreters are caught, their life is over and probably their family. So, Lord, I really ask for you to send an army of angels to protect all those who are in need right now of your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Next call comes from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Kathy, good afternoon.
Yes, hi. I'd like prayers for my husband, Dave. He's seeing the doctor now. We don't know if it's a neuromuscular disease or something from his cervical spine compression, but we've been praying every day with the chaplet and the rosary. So if you could just say prayers for him, I'd appreciate it.
No, Kathy, you got it. I want to pray for you, too, going through a difficult time and how much you must love your husband and how difficult illness is, disease is, on caregivers and on family. And Lord, I just give to you, Kathy and her husband, I give to you Maria, praying for students starting school, for Karen, whose son has an upcoming neck surgery, for Sarah, whose dad is in the hospital with COVID, for Kelly, whose friend's son is helping people get out of Afghanistan, for Tilly in Salt Lake City, whose daughter has a tumor, for Deb in Siren, Wisconsin, whose father has cancer, for Maria, whose daughter is in a coma. Lord, for Rose, whose husband died in June in an accident, for all those who have written to me, all those who are calling in on Twitter, and all those united with me in prayer, I bring you your children. I bring you your family, Father. And I just ask for your grace to flow, for miracles to unfold, for your mercy to heal. As we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
An atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, holy mighty one, holy immortal one.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help.
Pray for us.
Mother of Mercy.
Pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful.
Pray for us.
St. Joseph.
Pray for us.
St. Faustina.
Pray for us.
St. John Paul II.
Pray for us.
St. Peregrine.
Pray for us.
St. Jose Maria Escriva.
Pray for us.
St. Patrick.
Pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko.
Pray for us.
All you martyrs and saints.
Pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. A lot of people are going to lose their lives, I'm afraid, in Afghanistan. I want to pray for those in Haiti, too. It's a tough situation. Hey, I want to thank you for praying with me. Do me a favor, if you could. Two things. Tell others about the chaplet. Let's pray together every day. I think as our voice increases, the miracles are going to really abound, and I'm seeing them. Write to me, secondly, with those answered prayers. Drew at relevantradio.com. Drew at relevantradio.com. Just put answered prayer and then tell me Drew, you're not going to believe this. You know, we had a tumor, it disappeared, or, oh, my gosh, the finances were resolved, or, hey, the legal case got thrown out on a technicality. I mean, we hear all these great stories. I love it. I love it. So write to me, drew@relevantradio.com. And today, if you could do one other thing for me, and you know, I don't like asking for support. I don't. I'll be honest with you. Who does, right? I'd love to come in here and just hang out with you and do the show every day, you know? But this is more than a show. It really is a ministry. It's an apostolate. God's called me to be here with you, and I consider us spiritual family. I pray for you everywhere I go. I think about you, whether I'm praying my rosary, I'm going to Mass, whether I'm fasting, you know. I'm always thinking about, you know, the things that we can share together. And I do need your support. If you could help today, a couple things. One, it gets matched dollar for dollar, which is great. We don't have matching funds every day. The second thing is Relevant Radio. I don't know if you know this, but the other day, last night, Father Rocky, he sent me an email, Patrick Madrid and a few other people, and says, what do you think about helping our brothers and sisters in Haiti? 55% of that country is Catholic, and they've been devastated. I had the ability to travel to that country by God's grace a couple years ago, and I never saw such abject poverty. I'll tell you about it coming up maybe in a minute. My heart broke for mothers who were handing their children to strangers because they knew they couldn't feed their kids. People living in the streets. It's hard for me to actually explain to you what it's like if you've never left this country and we have what we have here. And I don't blame you. It's hard. But we've decided that we're going to tithe. We're going to give back to God a portion of what comes in. So when you give right now, when you call 877-291-0123, when you go online to relevantradio.com, not only will you get matched dollar for dollar, so your $20 will become $40, your $1,000 will become $2,000, your $10 will become $20, whatever you decide to do. But then later, Relevant wants to tithe a portion. And don't forget, we're getting that matching fund. So that money is going to go a long, long way. Okay, it's going to go a long way in helping souls. So I want to invite you. I really want to ask you right now, and I feel called to do this, to ask you to join me and to make that pledge. Online, relevantradio.com. Okay, relevantradio.com is the best way to do it, or the mobile app. If you do that too, and maybe you've got a child away from the faith, right? Is there a kid away from the faith in your family? Josh Raymond and Patrick Madrid sat down. They had this great conversation. This is free. This is yours, you know, for whatever you give. You can give a dollar, you know, get $5, $10, whatever you decide to give. Don't give a dollar because it costs us more to process it, okay? But if you could donate something, you'll get automatically get that download. And it's a great conversation on how to talk to your loved ones, and there's some great strategies and stuff in there. Relevantradio.com or the mobile app. But if you don't want to give that way, call right now because there's a phone line or two open at 877-291-0123. Donations are tax deductible, and they're going to be matched dollar for dollar. And the final thing here, okay, it really is, it's an act of charity, and it's an act of mercy. I think of everything that I have been given by God, and God has blessed me. I look back at the course of my life. God has been very good to me, and I know God's been good to you. We live in this country, and I'm asking you today if you could be generous, because generosity is such an important character trait of God. It's the opposite of selfishness, which along with pride are the two most destructive sins, really. I believe that. Selfishness promotes greed and stinginess and envy, and you get a hard heart. You can't trust when you're selfish. You just can't trust God. It destroys relationships. But generosity does the opposite. I am inviting you today to do that. If you're having trouble trusting, if you're having difficulty, generosity promotes giving. It promotes trust. It promotes mercy. And it puts others' needs above our own. And that builds a beautiful relationship with God. So if you can help, call right now, 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Or online at relevantradio.com. Trust me on this too. You're going to be blessed beyond your imagination. Not just in heaven. You're going to build up your treasure. But God's going to bless you on this side of the veil as well. All right, lines are open for you. Can't wait to hear from you. All right, we have a slightly amended schedule. Now, you know, I want to share with you a story that I had coming up of an encounter I had with a little boy once that really taught me to give. It transformed the way that I viewed giving. And I'd love to hear your stories, too. You can call me in the studio anytime, 888-914-9149. I'm going to bring you down to Haiti in a few moments. I'm going to talk a little bit about what's unfolding down there right now. But, you know, I was reflecting on this earlier. I was thinking about this over the weekend. I knew we had a pledge drive coming up. And, you know, it's hard. I have some family members who sometimes, you know, will say, Drew, can you help me out? And I've got friends. I've got people who I know are in need. And sometimes it's really hard to give. But every time I've given, I felt my heart get just a little bit bigger, and I felt God's grace. And I've seen that God often surprised me in ways I couldn't even imagine. So I'm going to invite you to do that today. You can donate right now at 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. I'm joined by my colleague, Mike Kendall, Executive Vice President of Programming. Mike, good to have you with me today.
Hey, it's great to be with you too, Drew. So many reasons to give this afternoon. We have the matching funds, as you mentioned. We also have that really cool Relevant Radio baseball hat. You look good in yours, Drew. I got to tell you, it really, you look good in blue. And that's at $20 a month, a one-time gift of $240, and that's only available today. That's a special Monday thank you gift. So make that call at 877-291-0123 and reach out and respond on a Monday. It's really important that you do that. You may have heard that we're contributing 10% of this week's pledge drive revenue to help relieve the suffering of those in Haiti who have been affected by the earthquake. We're going to donate 10% of this week's pledge drive to the Catholic Church in Haiti to bring water, to bring food, medicine, clothing, shelter, and unfortunately, the dignified burial of the dead. That death toll is now at over 1,300. Unbelievable. We're going to continue to pray for all those impacted by the earthquake. During the chaplet. We'll pray tonight during the Rosary Across America as well at 7 o'clock. So I just wanted you to know that as well. But another good reason to give is because Drew's on the air. We love to give. When Drew is on the air during a pledge drive, it's not a pledge drive, it's a party. So call now, 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
All right, donations are tax deductible. Free MP3 download. If you have somebody away from the faith, you want to better know the faith, better way to communicate, Patrick Madrid, Josh Raymond got together for a great conversation. When you give online, or you give at a website, it's a great way to give, or use your mobile app. 877-291-0123. All donations are tax deductible. The good news is they get matched dollar for dollar right now.
The Relevant Radio Reach Out and Respond Summer Pledge Drive continues.
Reach out and respond.
Yeah, so good to be with you today. Thank you. Let me just say this, too. Thanks for your generosity. You are the absolute best, and I'm always humbled by those who support this this network. We come to you four times a year. This week happens to be one of those, but you know, still giving you programming. And I want to get you plugged into Haiti. I believe in God's providence. I look back at the span of my life, right, and I see the fingerprints of God all over events. You know, I for example, I was asked to go to Haiti as part of a media junket in 2017. I went down with a bunch of journalists from around the country, and was there with a group called Cross Catholic. Great group. And ever since then, I've been helping to support their efforts. I've talked to you about what they do for kids at Christmas. I was there, and I remember being at an orphanage, and you know, they had put together these boxes of joy for these kids, right? And you open it, you know, as a little kid, I'd love like the water pistol or the slingshot or whatever. You know, people would pack these boxes, ship them down there. You know what struck me about this? Just to give you a perspective, American, you know, viewpoint versus Haitian viewpoint, right? Those kids open the box, and whether it was a ball and jacks or a jump rope or a water pistol, they could care. They shouldn't say they care less. They liked it. You know what really they got super excited about? It was the tube of toothpaste. It was the bar of soap. I mean, that was it was a knife to my heart. I thought, wow, that's an eye-opener. I've traveled the planet. I've been in the jungles of Africa. I've been in Ghana and Tanzania. I've been all over the place, right? I've seen poverty. Haiti is the poorest nation in the Western Hemisphere. And, God's life is a mystery, right? So suffering. Why does God allow people who are already suffering to have to suffer? A 7.2 earthquake. That's what happened. You know, if you follow any of the news, there was their president there was assassinated at the beginning of last month, right? And then as a result of that, the country went into a political free fall. Then on the heels of this, what do you see? The earth rattles and shakes. 7.2 hits them. And the devastation's really unimaginable. It's a massive earthquake. And the initial assessment is that probably about 1,300 people have been killed, though the number's probably a lot higher than that, as survivors right now are digging through the rubble. The number of injured, they haven't even speculated on. I've seen people pulled out of rubble. And believe me, the medical care there, you don't want to be in Haiti. All right, I'll leave it at that. Water supplies have been cut off along with electricity. Top of that, there is a tropical depression. Tropical depression Grace is you know, now on top of them, is going to bring all sorts of rain. The National Hurricane Center saying they could get up to 15 inches of rain. On top of all that mud, debris, chaos, it's going to bring flash flooding, mudslides. The hospitals are overrun. The injured are coming in. The rain is going to increase the likelihood of disease and dysentery. There's dengue fever. There's malaria. It is hell on earth. It is. It is hell on earth. And that earthquake comes 11 years after the 7.0 earthquake that struck that country before. And I was there, and Maggie posted some pictures of me from my Haiti trip, somewhere with these beautiful children. There's one, I'm standing in a church with no roof, totally devastated by the devastation that's taken place there. Unbelievable. I'm joined today by David Adams. He is the chief operating officer for Cross Catholic Outreach. He actually has people. They have people right now on the ground in Haiti. And I thought I'd invite him just to give all of us a perspective so we can better understand what our brothers and sisters in this country now are going through. Write this web address down too. It's a good group. I support them. I would encourage you to do the same thing. CrossCatholic.org. Great, great organization. David, good to have you with me. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Drew, and thank you for having me.
Boy, the earthquake hit the southwest portion of the country. Tell me what happened there. I mean, how bad is it there? Did it have an impact on the others? And what are your people seeing on the ground as they go through these areas?
Well, you began to describe it pretty accurately, Drew. It's in addition to the 1,300 dead, there's about, we think 5,700 plus injured, 700 collapsed hospitals, schools, churches, over 7,000 houses destroyed, and another 5,000 damaged. And so forth, you know, roads, especially in the far away area of Jeremy or the Grande Anse province, are blocked. And so it's a pretty grim picture. At the same time, there's some real heroic activity going on in terms of doctors and nurses and members of some of the organizations we support, who are doing the best they can under very difficult circumstances. Just a little background on me, very briefly. I lived in Haiti twice for a total of 6 years. I was there during the first big earthquake in 2010. And as I was telling you earlier, I happened to be at an orphanage in the area that was just hit over this weekend, that wasn't hit that badly back then, but now they're scrambling. Fortunately, one of the things we do is we build houses, and I have to say, the reports I've gotten, all the houses that we've built in that area withstood the damage. Many other older structures did not. We also have had, we pre-position, because of the, you know, our understanding of disasters, unfortunately, hitting Haiti often, hurricanes, storms, and now the two earthquakes, we pre-positioned food and PPE and roofing supplies and medicines. So we were fortunate that we have good partners on the ground who are delivering as we speak, despite problems with the roads. They're getting this stuff out.
David, it's hard for Americans to really know what these people are going through. If you've never left this country, if you've never seen abject poverty or that type of suffering, I mean, sometimes words fail really to describe it or really to move the heart. How do we wake people up to what's going on here? How do we get people to help? I don't know if there's political leadership in place to help this country right now, what Catholic organizations like yours are doing, what we can do in general to help. I mean,
it's hard.
It's tough. It's hard. You know, and suffering's a mystery. I mean, you wonder, why does God allow people already driven to their knees, you know, to have this heaped upon them as well?
Yeah. Well, one thing about the Haitian people I have to emphasize, and this is not contrived. They're sweet, they're kind. The ones I work with, lived with, hardworking. You see that in this country, by the way, of Haitians, in quite a few of them in Florida, stoic in the face of almost constant adversity. I'm a kind of a glass half full guy. And one of the things, Haitians have the right resources. They've done an amazing thing, maybe better than anywhere else in the developing world when it comes to bringing down the incidence of HIV/AIDS, for example, as well as road construction really improved and the network expanded after the last earthquake. So anyway, again, I don't want to gloss over some of the problems that continue, the political problems, but we believe that if you help the Haitian people, give them a helping hand, they can dig out. We work closely with the Catholic Church in Haiti and out of the capital, as well as in the areas hit by this earthquake. You know, the churches were destroyed, but I expect that they will be rebuilding back as soon as they can get the roads cleared. And there is a fairly big international response, nothing probably like the first earthquake, which affected many more people. Being in the capital, you probably recall that 200 plus thousand were killed. 1,300 is nothing to sneeze at in terms of what they've experienced now in the south. But we're working with them. We've committed 150,000 in cash grants right off the bat, and I'm sure much more will be flowing. And that's how your people can help out. Your listeners, please, if you want to help, send cash. You heard our website, crosscatholic.org. We're handling the commodity side, which we have new commodities we're sending or have on site.
Well, I want to thank you, David, for what you do, and I want to thank you for being here with us and for the view from the ground there. I've got an amended schedule today, but keep up the good work. I know that Haitian people are blessed by your presence there. As I said, I've been there with you, and I've seen the great work that you've been doing. Thanks for being here today. Always good to have you.
Thank you, Drew. I appreciate it.
That's David.
God bless.
That's David Adams. And again, say a prayer first and foremost for the Haitian people. They certainly need your prayers. More is coming their way. And also, if you can, I'm going to ask you to please, in a special way, help Relevant Radio today because we need your support. And what Relevant Radio is going to do, if you want to help the Haitian people, the best thing to do is support Relevant Radio right now. And I just want to follow up on that point because it was an inspiration of the Holy Spirit by Father Rocky yesterday. It was late at night. I remember getting the email, and he's saying, look, we got 12 hours to the pledge drive, he says. I need some feedback. You know, and Patrick Madrid, he's like, oh, yeah, I love the idea. Let's tithe. Let's do this. And tithing's an important thing. I mean, we're called to do it personally. I don't know whether you do it or not. And we have to do it within our means. And I'll talk maybe about tithing coming up for a better understanding of it. But I think when we give to God, we get back. And I challenge you in this very moment to do that. I challenge you. Put God to the test, as it says in Malachi. It's the only place in the Bible that I ever read that, right? It's a bold statement. But this is one of those areas, because God wants to show you, look, you can't outgive him. There's more cited in the Gospels and in the Scriptures about money than there is heaven and hell, about anything else. Why? Because this is one of the gods that we have to fight against. This is where we're on from the temporal perspective. You know, people place their heart. It's with their treasure. Now think about the scripture of the man who had the barns and he filled them full of grain and he had to build a bigger one because he was doing so well. Little did he know that night that God came to call him home. We have to store our treasure where rust and moth cannot devour. And you can do that right now by calling 877-291-0123. You know, that's where we have to place our treasure. And then know that not only are you helping Relevant Radio to bring truth and beauty and goodness to the culture, to spread devotion to God, but you're helping others. You're helping the Haitian people right now. When you support in this hour, there's a dollar-for-dollar match, but you're also helping our brothers and sisters in Haiti. 10% of all that comes in from our pledge drive, Relevant Radio is going to tithe to help those people who really need it, okay? So if you want to help, the best place to give is Relevant Radio. All right. And tell other people. Call your loved ones. Say, let's make that pledge right now. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. When I come back, I'm going to take a short break here. Mike Kendall's going to be joining me. But after that, I'll share a story with you. I was in Africa on a film shoot years ago. And I'll tell you what happened one morning. Okay. I was having breakfast, this beautiful, abundant buffet. I'll tell you what happened later while we were out in the jungles. Stay with me. That story straight ahead.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Thank you and Relevant Radio for bringing me back to the church.
Awesome.
About a year ago, I was just fiddling, trying to find a radio station. I drive a truck. And I was going through the radio, find a station to listen to, and I found a Relevant Radio station. And I didn't want to listen to it at first. I switched. I went to another one, and it came right back to another Relevant Radio affiliate. Well, okay, I'll listen for a while. And my life has never been the same since then. I'm a monthly contributor. I went to my first confession in close to 40 years or so. And then Sunday, I went to communion. I can't explain feeling of almost like euphoria after I received communion. It actually brought tears to my eyes.
How has Relevant Radio impacted your life? Make a tax-deductible donation now on the Relevant Radio website or app.
Hi, it's Mike Kendall. The Reach Out and Respond pledge drive continues, and Drew asked you to reach out and respond, and you have. Thank you so much, Lucille, with a $100 pledge in Johnston, Rhode Island. We're going to match that with our partnership challenge and turn that into $200. Anne in Marietta, Georgia, thank you for your $200 pledge. That becomes $400. And Tom, listening in San Diego, California, with a $250 pledge, instantly becomes $500 because we're matching you dollar for dollar the next 13 minutes this hour. Every call is being matched, and online as well at relevantradio.com. And Drew, you know, I think we got a great example of the power of radio just a couple of minutes ago during your interview with Dave. You know, podcasts are great. I listen to a lot of Catholic podcasts, and there are a lot of good ones out there. But radio is an immediate medium, which is why I like your show, Drew. You're able to talk with expert Catholic guests on what's happening right now. And so much has happened in the world since the last time you were on the air on Friday, if you think about it. I mean, last Friday, no one knew there'd be a horrific earthquake in Haiti. No one predicted Kabul, Afghanistan would collapse in a matter of hours. And here you are now with expert guests this afternoon to unpack it for us live, live radio, being live on Relevant Radio. And we can pray together. You took a call during the chaplet from someone who knows interpreters in Afghanistan, and he broke up as he asked for their safe return. 877-291-0123. If live Catholic media matters to you, make a pledge right now to Relevant Radio. Please log on to relevantradio.com. You won't regret it.
Yeah, Mike, that's just so true. Look, we need to support Catholic radio. You know, and I think about all the media that's out there. You're going to get partisan media. You're going to get Republican or Democrat or conservative or liberal or whatever. The beauty of this apostolate here is not only do you get your news and your issues, you're in the now, as Mike had just says. You're going to get a moral perspective. You're going to get a Catholic perspective. You're going to have that call to charity and to love and what the proper response is. But you're also going to learn the faith. You're going to learn and have those misconceptions cleared. You know, we're going to have the beauty of Jesus Christ brought into the lives of other people. I don't know any other radio network that does what we do day in and day out. And your support makes that possible. So I really ask you to go to the phones now and call 877-291-0123 or make a pledge online at relevantradio.com. Do it now. Mike.
And there's something tangible you can get as well if you want to make a one-time gift of $240. That's just $20 a month. We'll give you our Relevant Radio baseball hat. Take a look at it online at relevantradio.com. You know you'd look good in that. So make that pledge now. Reach out and respond. 877-291-0123.
Drew Mariani is here for you on Relevant Radio.
Yeah, 10 minutes now before the top of the hour. Thanks for joining me. I want to share with you a story, a true story that happened to me. Before I do that, though, let me thank you, too. I mean, man, a great day. You're so inspirational because you're so generous. I love generosity. You know, when I was a young kid, right, I was very selfish. I had three sisters, right? Boy, was I selfish. Not only in the family, and I have a younger brother, but he came very late in life. But, you know, I remember a friend of mine who was just so generous. I was like in high school. I just remember his generosity. He helped me, believe it or not, to become generous. I saw the beauty of his largesse, you know, of his charity, of his willing to share, of willing not to have everything for himself. And it was so counterintuitive to me. I really was, you know, I was selfish. I mean, I'll be honest with you, I was selfish, you know. My heart is radically transformed. I mean, I try not to be attached to anything. I don't care about money. I really don't. I don't care about material possessions. Do I want to have a house? Yes. Do I want to have a car that runs? Yes. Do I want to be able to eat? Yes. Do I want security? Yes. Of course, we all do. We can't let it enslave us, though. We can't let it be what drives us. And when we give, gosh, we are so blessed. I was in Africa. This is years before I ever got into talk radio. I was making a documentary, and I was in a little tiny landlocked country. It's called the Switzerlands of the Africas. It's known as Rwanda. And it would be there in the years ahead, probably about 7 years after I was there, not even that, that a bloody genocide would erupt. But I was there with the film crew, and what we were doing, we were going that day getting what you call in the business B-roll. We're getting shots around the country for this documentary we're working on. So we stayed in a really nice hotel. And that morning they had this incredible buffet, right? There was all sorts of fruits and, you know, fish and eggs and berries and honey and croissants and, I mean, meats and cheeses. And it was great, right? So one of the people on the crew, she was a woman who was shooting. She was the audio person on the crew with us. So we were out there with our camera guy and grip and some other people. It was a decent crew. We were in our Land Rover. She decides, I'm going to pack, you know, some food from the buffet for later, right? And she just, you know, made some croissants, some sandwiches or whatever. So we're out there filming. It's late now in the day, and we see this little boy. He's hiding behind some brush, right? And he's watching us. You know, here's these white Americans with these fancy cameras and tripods and all this other stuff. We're reflecting. We're getting all this stuff. And all of a sudden, you know, she signals to him to come out. And she says, come here. And then she hands him, I think it was a croissant and some cheese or something like that. Now, this kid's belly was distended from hunger. He hadn't eaten, you could tell. And there were some other kids hiding behind the brush, too. And all of a sudden, I thought, I was watching this, right? And we get in our Land Rover, we start to drive down the road, and all the kids run out to see what the Americans have given to this boy, right? Well, what did they hand him? What did they hand him? I would have, if it was me, as a little boy, I told you how selfish I was, I would have thrown that croissant with cheese down my throat, right? I would have shoved it in my pie hole. I would have chewed that thing down so fast, right? But you know, this kid, you know what he did? And it was a lesson to all of us in that car. He shared it with those other five boys. Hungry as he was, probably hadn't eaten in who knows how long, he tore it into different pieces, and they all shared what he had. They all shared what he had. And I thought, oh, my gosh, so little. They have so little, and yet they're so charitable. They're so generous, so giving. Sometimes the more we have, the more we want, right? We grow blinded. We get chained by our possessions. I'm going to ask you right now if you can help. We're trying to help the people in Haiti today, too. We're going to give 10% of anything that comes in during this pledge drive to help those that have less than us. Your donation will be matched dollar for dollar if you give right now, okay, in this hour. And I'm asking you to maybe pick up the phone and make that call. You know, let go. Trust God. Be generous. Be charitable. I know it's hard. I know we all have our own needs and things can be tough, but we cannot give God. God always blesses a generous giver. Call 877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com or use your mobile app. That's probably the best way to give. So do that, and a little bit later, tell me how God blessed you.
A regular Relevant Radio listener, you know that we have this thing called the Partnership Challenge. And if you're new to Relevant Radio, the Partnership Challenge is when we have a pledge drive, and we have partners who put extra money on the table, and we match every dollar that you pledge. Now, we don't do this all the time. We only do it during select times during the pledge drive. And guess what? We're in a partnership challenge hour right now. We have 4 minutes left in the hour, and you can make your pledge. Get early in on Pledge Week. Be one of the first people to inspire others to give, and we will match you 100%. Here's how you do it. You go to relevantradio.com, or you open up your mobile app and tap the app, or call us at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. And join the hundreds upon hundreds who have called. We had 200 calls last hour. 200 people made a pledge last hour. And we want you to make this a big finish with 3.5 minutes left to go on the clock. 877-291-0123. It's been a great day so far, Drew.
Unbelievable day, Mike. Mondays are tough. And I've said at the very beginning of this pledge drive that August tends to be a really difficult month for all of us. You know, and financially, it's a dry month. This is when we really need some big giving. This is really when we need some people to step out and say, okay, I'm going to help you bridge the gap. Appreciate what you've done through the pandemic. I appreciate what you've done throughout this year. And I want to be here for you now, because we're going to be there for you in the months ahead. So if you could, donate, okay? Pick up the phone, call 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. Patrick Madrid and Josh Raymond got together. They sat down too. And look, we want to give back to you. We really believe in giving. And there is a great MP3 download. It'll come instantly into your inbox when you make your pledge online. And if you got somebody who's struggling with the faith, you need some questions answered, I know you appreciate Patrick and the great job that he does here. You're going to love this conversation. It's personal, it's intimate, it's eye-opening, it's educational, and it's yours for free for whatever you give. There's also a special premium today, too. There's a baseball cap, so maybe you know somebody who golfs or plays baseball or is out in the sun. You might want to check that out. Lots of ways to get it, though. That's for a $20 donation. But call 877-291-0123, but most especially, use the internet. It's the best way to give right now. Online at relevantradio.com. Mike?
That Relevant Radio hat is a really good way to stand out in your foursome. And you know what? It's an evangelization tool, too. They'll say, hey, what's Relevant Radio? And there's your opportunity right there on the golf course to have somebody tune in for the first time and experience Relevant Radio. Do it. Make that $20 pledge. That baseball hat, by the way, only available today as a special Monday premium, so take advantage of it. What makes Relevant Radio different than other forms of Christian media? Well, for one, we're Catholic. That's a big thing, and we share the fullness of our faith. Ask yourself, has your love and appreciation for the saints of our church increased or decreased by listening to Relevant Radio? You know, Drew, for the first 40 years of my life, I always said that St. Michael the Archangel was my favorite saint. For obvious reasons, my name is Michael, so I kind of adopted him as my favorite saint when I was a little boy.
As I've
grown up and the past 15 years listening to shows on Relevant Radio, I've really grown to love St. Max Colby, and we remembered him this past Saturday. Is there a saint that maybe you never heard of until you listened to Relevant Radio? Make a donation in honor of your favorite saint. Tell our operator at 877-291-0123 who intercedes for you. We'd love to know. And maybe it's St. Stephen of Hungary, who we celebrate today. And it's not coincidence that he was a king who had authority and established a system of tithing to support our churches and the poor. And we're tithing today, Drew, aren't we, with 10% of our pledges?
We certainly are. And look, tithing is very scriptural. And again, you know, I know sometimes people hold it down to a 10% number. It really is a matter of your giving between you and God. He always takes into account your circumstances, and he knows when, you know, they're beyond your power and direct control. But whatever you can give, that widow's mite, you know, it makes a difference. God takes it, he multiplies it, he uses it in a powerful way. We want to give to those in Haiti to help as well, and we need also to stay on the air to be here for you. So call right now, please, 877-291-0123, online or use the mobile app. It's relevantradio.com. Great way to give. You'll get that downloadable MP3. Mike?
And, you know, the small percentage of listeners actually give. Be unique. Be a member of the charitable elite. Make that pledge now. 877-291-0123. Reach out and respond.